Hello, Internet, and welcome back to another week of JL Plays. The show with the host screaming into the ether, hoping someone will hear him. The podcast that you can find on your Stitcher, Spotify, Apple iTunes, if you don't mind giving it 5 stars so people can find it easier. And lastly, you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/JLPlays78. Where I just show up and play whatever tickles my gamer addiction at that moment. Just subscribe to the channel and we'll give you notifications on when I will be on. And with that self-promotion out the way, here are the topics for the show this week, which is the animated film Bubble on Netflix, the new series Killing It, and the new Michael Bay film, Ambulance. But before we do get started, I'd like to talk about a quick DC DVD or movie showcase that they released called DC Showcases Constantine, The House of Mystery.
And the dad says, the aristocrats!
You know what to do with a bad hand, John?
Get rid of it.
Come on, folks. Let's give him a hand.
What is this about?
You caused the universe harm by breaking its rules. You will no longer be allowed to meddle with powers you do not comprehend. Woe to you, John Constantine. You are sentenced to spend eternity in the House of Mystery.
You godlike beings can be a real pain in my...
What's this?
Did you think you were the only one who wanted to torture me?
Now, quick synopsis for the House of Mystery is occult detective John Constantine is trapped in the House of Mystery, a secret domain where none can escape from. Starring the voice talents of Matt Ryan as John Constantine himself, Ray Chase, Robin Atkin-Dowens, Gray Griffin, and Lou Diamond Phillips, just to name some of this voice acting cast. With all that being said, this is a show, or I should say a quote-unquote film, where it's only 30 minutes long. It's very short. It's in and out. This literally takes place after the new 52... movies ended, where he convinced the Flash to go back in time and create a flashpoint where none of it ever happened in that timeline. And here he pays the consequences for constantly manipulating and just screwing with time and screwing with things he should not be screwing with. And this house is pretty much torture. And the big twist about this house is that I'm not going to say it because it'll ruin it. But definitely somewhat good. I found it, you know, like very by the numbers, especially if you watch like horror films where people just, you know, die and then come back, die and come back. That's pretty much what this is for the like 10 minutes. They have a little montage of his deaths and him trying to escape the House of Mystery and everything like that. But this DVD honestly doesn't just come with a 30 minute short. It's DC Showcase. So it comes with a bunch of other shorts. For instance, they have the Blue Beetle short from a different DVD. This is like a whole collection of shorts, of 4 shorts, and they're pretty good to begin with. The Blue Beetle one is alright. It's in the art style and the, you know, just the style of, in general, of the 1960s Batman TV show with Adam West. It is in that style. It is in that, you know, ridiculous, just over-the-top campiness. So if you like to see that goofy stuff, then you'll definitely enjoy that one. And then the other ones are here and there. Hopefully this comes to HBO Max soon, because having to spend the money that they asking you to spend, like anywhere $15 to $30 for this, is insane. So just wait for it on HBO Max. And that's it for my quick review of DC Showcase, Constantine, the House of Mystery, or Constantine, depending on where you're from. And now for the first player of the week. It is Michael Bay's Ambulance.
Bank robbery suspects have taken an ambulance.
I got a cop shot. Gotta get him to the hospital.
We're doing hostages now.
I came to you for a loan.
You're my brother. Have I ever gotten you anything that I couldn't get you out of?
Lock everything down.
We're just trying to get home.
We don't get to walk off into the sunset.
I have a plan.
Police are following these two suspects.
Whew. Sorry that I brought you into this.
I just wanted things to be the way they used to be.
We are trying to save you.
I'm gonna get you back home, little brother. And get everybody home.
That was the quick trailer for Ambulance, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Yahya Abdul-Martin, Isa Gonzalez, and Garrett Dillahunt, just to name some of this cast. Now, what can I say about this film then, other than the fact that it's a Michael Bay film? So expect a lot of explosions, a lot of freaking car chases. Well, this whole thing is a giant car chase to begin with. Expect a beautiful women. And of course, we do have one here with Isa Gonzalez. Oh my God. I fell in love with this actress when I first saw her in the From Dusk Till Dawn TV series. And from there, she's gone on to do some other work. One of them being Kong vs. Godzilla. Godzilla vs. Kong. I forget the name. She was in that as the daughter of the rich billionaire that built Mechagodzilla. Here, she's honestly amazing, considering the fact that Michael Bay actually didn't sexualize her whatsoever. It's like, this is by far the least egregious or the least sexist Michael Bay has ever been in any of his films. But yes, that's beside the point. Let me just say, like, don't expect this movie to blow you away. Well, not literally, but it'll blow you away on how ridiculous it is. It'll blow you away in how over the top it is. It'll blow you away in everything, but don't expect it to blow you away in coherency, because this movie is not very coherent. Nothing they do makes sense. They just jump from scene to scene. Like, again, just Michael Bay just making another music video. That's all he does. That's what all his movies are, is just a bunch of quick cuts, just like you see in music videos. Quick cuts, quick cuts, quick cuts. You know, shiny, 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 shiny. Hide everything that's going on with explosions and lights and whatnot. That's what Michael Bay is great at. That's what he should stick to. Music videos. Now, Jake Gyllenhaal again tries to do his best. Well, actually, he does his best with this film. He knows what movie he's in. So does every other actor. They all know what type of movie they're in. They're having fun with the characters, you know, trying to make the best of what they got and the best of the who they got as a director. So everybody is giving it their all, which I can appreciate. But at the end of the day, it's still a Michael Bay movie, so everything just feels hollow and pointless. And it's just like, whatever, character motivations really don't make no sense. Explanations for things really don't make no sense. It's just horseshit. But it was fun horseshit. So if you're looking for something fun to watch, watch this. Can't go wrong with it, really. It's, you know what you're getting into. And that's that, you know. Like, I really can't speak much of it. I don't want to give too much away. Even though if you watch the trailer, you will literally watch the whole movie. All the good parts of the whole movie. By the way, the movie is 2 hours long. The trailer is about 2 to 3 minutes. And with that, they do give away the entire film, pretty much. Other than the actual ending right before the credits, they pretty much give away the entire film. It is just insane how ridiculous it is. So if you want to waste 2 hours, watch the movie. If you just want to waste 3 minutes, watch the trailer. You'll get the same experience. But yeah, again, I did enjoy this for the most part, from what I remember of it, I should say, because I really don't remember much other than the fact that I just enjoy Jake Gyllenhaal's performance. I enjoy Gonzalez's performance. I enjoy Yaya's performance. And that's about all. You know, you got the over-the-top FBI agent or captain. Jake Gyllenhaal plays the "this is my last score. With this, you know, I don't ever have to do anything. Nothing's going to go wrong, guy." And of course, everything goes wrong. His brother regrets having to, you know, go ask Jake Gyllenhaal for help, which is played by Yaya. And unfortunately, that's the whole thing of this. Yaya's character's Will needs money to pay for his wife's surgery, because without it, she'll die. And Jake Gyllenhaal has a score that he wants to do. And because of this stupid cop at the last minute decides to, he wants to ask out that bank teller at that specific bank at that specific time, the whole job goes to shit. It's just insane, the ridiculousness of everything, how everybody gets involved, how everybody gets tangled up into this psychotic web of explosions and chases. And because it takes place in LA, of course you gotta have the gangsters involved too. So you have, you know, a Mexican cartel or just a Mexican gang here in general that Jake Gyllenhaal is friendly with. So they get involved too. It's just insanity. All these little things have, like, we give you 10 minutes of 5 minutes, 10 minutes of, you know, nonstop action. Then we'll give you like a 30 second or a minute or so of rest time. And then after that, it ramps up again. And that's pretty much the whole movie. Ramps up, gives you some rest. Ramps up, gives you some rest. Over and over again. And I just find it, these types of movies are exhausting for me. I put myself through it, and hopefully you don't have to. Again, if you really want to see it and waste 2 hours, go ahead. Or you could just watch the 3-minute trailer that they have and you'll see the whole film. And with that, that's what I'll end it here with, this review of Ambulance. Just like to say before I move on, don't forget that if you agree or disagree with me with anything I say, any episode, let me know on Twitter at twitter.com/jlplays78, or you can email me at jlplayspodcast@gmail.com, and you'll find links for everything I talk about, including those, in the show notes. So with that, let's move on to the next topic, which is Bubble, the animated film streaming on Netflix.
It's because I met you, so that I could be the me I wanted to be.
To be honest, that's what I'm searching for. That one sound.
Hibiki here was about to meet his maker, but he made it thanks to this one.
Who's she?
So, what's her name?
Uta.
Hibiki.
You're a strange one.
They're calling.
So can you hear their sound too?
I must stop them.
Time's moving forward. I hate to say it, but it'll collapse. Unless maybe.
Ready?
Uta.
We must leave Tokyo right away.
You're trying to die, Hibiki!
It's okay.
You're the one who'll save her.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Jump! Let's go, Uta! Go and win!
That was the trailer for Bubble on Netflix, starring the voice talents of Zach Egler, Bill Butts, Chris Jai Alex, Robbie Daymond, Alice Heroes, Yuki Kaji, Marina Inyo, Alex Lee, just to name some of this expansive cast. A quick synopsis for this is, in abandoned Tokyo overrun by bubbles and gravitational anomalies, One gifted young man has a fateful meeting with a mysterious girl. Now, this is one of the most beautiful animes I have ever seen. Everything about it is just gorgeous, from the animations that they do to the heartwarming story that it is, adaptation of The Little Mermaid, somewhat loosely based on the actual Little Mermaid story, not the Disney Little Mermaid story. And they actually call it out in the movie. So, yeah, this is a story about two different beings, one from Earth, another one also sort of from Earth. And, you know, their chance of meeting after this apocalyptic event happened in the world, where bubbles just started coming down all over the world, and out of nowhere, one day, it just all imploded and it landed right there in the center of Tokyo. Now that imploded in Tokyo has been gone and has been covered in a bubble, like the synopsis stated. And this young man, Hibiki, meets this young girl who she can't talk right away, and she has no name, so he names her Uta. Uta is Japanese for song, and that's what the whole premise of the film is. Well, the guiding force for Hibiki, is he's constantly searching for the song that he keeps hearing, because he has exceptional hearing. He has super hearing pretty much. And he keeps hearing this melody that he doesn't know why since he was a child. Uta can actually sing this song, and he thinks that she can hear it too. But reality is, she's actually part of everything that's going on. And you find out later how she's part of it. So with all that being said, I think that's where I'm going to end it for spoiler free. Oh, before I get into spoilers, let me just say that this thing has a whole parkour theme to it, where the kids are constantly running in parkour mode. And quite frankly, it is gorgeous. The way they do the parkouring, the animation, the fluidity, the camera angles, how they show you the parkour. It is freaking beautiful. It truly makes the movie stand out even more because of this. Just for the parkour scenes alone, it is worth watching. So if you have doubts on it whatsoever, just watch it for that. It is definitely worth your time just for that alone. It is worth the price of admission just for that. Because it is some of the best animations, some of the best camera angles on depicting parkour and this whole tournament type of thing that they have going in Tokyo in general. It's brilliantly done. It is beautiful. And from now on, we hit into the...
Well, it does have...
Yeah, spoilers!
You're in spoilers, so you've been warned. I can't give you any more time than that. So let me just say that Uta is actually a bubble. She's one of these bubbles. They're all entities. They're all individually living entities that just happen to be a bubble form. And she becomes attached to Hibiki when he was a child. She sees him, and she starts going to him and starts wanting to be with him. And that's what causes the cataclysm that happened in Tokyo. And, you know, around now it's been 10 years, 15 years, or whatever it has been. And now he's part of the whole parkour scene and just constantly running and doing things and these tournaments. So, you know, he does all these things. He plays with this team that he's in. And then after the tournament, he goes out somewhere just to chill and relax. And he ends up slipping down. And that's when he meets Bubble again, which is Uta. She forces herself to become human, or it forces itself to become human, so it can save Hibiki from drowning. And she stays human this whole time. The big mother bubble is not happy about it. It's constantly calling her back. And then another cataclysm is about to happen, because Uta does not want to go back, and she doesn't want to leave Hibiki because she's, you know, in love with Hibiki. But she's forced to go back, because if she doesn't, there will be another cataclysm. The bubbles will attack the humans again and will probably kill Hibiki. So Uta is forcing herself to go back and, you know, be with her kind again. But Hibiki is not happy about that. He goes after her, tries to save her. But unfortunately, at the end of the day, he can't. Because every time he touches her or she touches him, she turns back into a bubble. Like, if he touches her hand, that hand will disappear. It is really heartbreaking and really beautiful at the same time. It's a very sweet, you know, romantic story. Again, it's a great, great twist on The Little Mermaid, or, you know, story that this is. Quite frankly, I think it really stems more on Romeo and Juliet than, other than the fact that both of them don't die at the end. But yeah, it's definitely a beautiful story. And at the end, Hibiki learns to deal with life as it is. He just remembers Uta and how great she was, how beautiful she was, you know, and he misses her greatly. But the bubbles do end up leaving, if I remember correctly. But that's it. You know, the movie ends very well. It's a long movie, but honestly, you don't feel it. This movie, you do not feel at all. It just goes so fast. Everything moves perfectly. Everything flows perfectly. The writing could have, you know, been a bit stronger, but because the movie itself relies heavily on the visual aid of telling the story instead of, you know, just verbalizing everything, I think that's why the writing is so weak. As weak as it is, I should say, it isn't that it's weak. It's just weaker than it should be, because everything else is so well done, so well crafted, that the writing falls short, if you know what I mean. And yeah, that's where I would end it for Bubble. I think it's a great watch. Check it out wherever you are. It's on Netflix. It's truly, truly a beautiful movie in more ways than one. And with that, let's move on straight to the main event, which is Killing It.
Craig, wow, I barely recognize you out of your guard uniform.
I need $20,000 for a down payment on a piece of swampland.
Are you applying for a loan?
Yeah.
I'm an advocate for black people.
It's important you know that, because I can't give you a loan.
I worked on that presentation for over a year.
This is your life, Gregory. You gotta take action.
I don't have much right now. I have no car.
Called the fire department.
My home is a 24-hour gym.
I got offered a new job in Columbus, Ohio.
You're not taking my daughter to Columbus. They don't even have a sports team.
They have the Blue Jackets.
You are not making my daughter a hockey fan. Right thing is never a mistake. I believe in karma.
What about Nemo's mom and Finding Nemo? You think she got what was coming to her?
We don't know what Nemo's mom did before the movie started. We don't know how she was.
So, you're probably wondering about the snake.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm wondering about.
Burmese pythons eat everything. It's an ecological disaster. So the state pays for every dead python we bring in.
Whoever gets the most snakes wins $20,000.
Hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, 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 hustling.
Are you okay?
I nailed a snake to my hand.
At least you didn't feel any pain.
That was the trailer for Killing It, starring Craig Robinson, Claudia O'Dorothy, Rel Battle, Scott MacArthur, Stephanie Nuargis, Wyatt Walter, and Jet Miller. Just to name some of this ridiculously good cast. And a quick synopsis for this is a comedy about class, capitalism, and one man's quest to achieve the American dream, and also about hunting really big snakes. Yes, this is all about hunting big snakes in Florida. The series takes place in Florida. So for all you Floridians, this is for you. I suggest you watch this one because this is brilliantly funny. It is such a great series. Craig Robinson kills it in this. This is definitely one of his funniest roles yet. You'll know him from Hot Tub Time Machine. If you loved him there, you found him funny there, his humor is no different here. He is truly great in this. He does an amazing job. He has a messed up brother who's constantly just hustling harder than he is. Just constantly, you know, trying to screw over people and take, you know, money from them. Just constantly making little side hustles. Just hustle this, hustle that. You know, get your paper here and there. But yeah, he is definitely a criminal. His brother's a criminal. But Craig Robinson here plays the straight and narrow guy because of his father's morals. Like in the trailer, he truly believes in karma. He believes that if you do good, you work hard, you know, good things will come for you. And his brother's like, you know, just like get your head out of the gutter. That's just bullshit. That's not really how the world works. Get yourself out of there. You know, you have to step on them before they step on you type of thing mentality that he has. And yeah, then he meets this Uber driver who is supposed to take him to this job interview. And she is the one, the snake. And yeah, it is hilarious. He reluctantly joins her as her partner to hunt snakes. And the person with the most snakes, or, you know, total of length, gets the 20 grand. And yeah, it is just insane how much of an escalation each episode goes. And there's certain episodes that have nothing to do with Craig, really. There are two episodes that just follows his partner. She has an episode where she's house-sitting this rich woman's house. Then he has an episode where one of his rivals, they become sort of friends later on. You know, those two episodes, it is just insane how much interweaving all these characters have with each other. And it's all done extremely well. You think, like, this is leading nowhere. What's the point of this? But this is garbage. No, it pays off later. It truly does pay off. There were certain times I'm like, why am I watching this? Like, why? I just want to fast forward. But I'm glad I stuck with it because it does pay off. The episodes do pay off. Everything pays off. This is great writing. The other day, I was just thinking that, man, I want TV shows to go back to episodic television where one episode doesn't have to continue the previous episode. Let me just go to episodic television where it's just a series and something different happens every week. Because I am truly sick about this whole, you know, 12 episodes or 10 episodes or whatever it is to resolve one issue. You know, like that should be the background story, and you have different things happening. But this almost changed my mind. I still want episodic TV back, but this almost changed my mind into, you know, liking the way things are now. This is great. It really was fun. No, I'm not going to go into spoilers for this one. I think that spoiling this is just wrong. Just go watch it. It's Peacock. And yeah, go watch it. It's there for you to watch. And with that, that's where I'm going to end this week's episode. And with that, Killing It is truly killing it on TV. So let's kill it with those suggestions. Let's kill it with those feedbacks. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think about the movie. Let me know what you think about anything I've talked about on jlplayspodcast@gmail.com or on twitter.com/jlplay78. Just let me know what you think. And don't forget that you can also catch me on twitch.tv/jlplay78. And everything I talk about has links for it in the show notes. And don't forget, there's also a donate button on my podcast homepage. Donate whatever you like for as little as 99 cents and up. Or you can just share it with your friends and family and let them know about this podcast. With that, remember, leave the world a little bit better than how you found it.